1996 recibió el cargo de catedrático de lenguas neolatinas de la Universidad de Madrid, cargo que fue boicoteado por los alumnos y profesores que no toleraron la idea de que una mujer les diera clases. Mujer premiada, reconocida e indiscutible influencia en la literatura española, no logró ser aceptada en la Real Academia de la Lengua por ser mujer. Le hicieron saber que, en verdad, la Academia gustosamente le ofrecería un asiento, pero que lamentablemente no podía sentarse en él. Esto en alusión al grueso cuerpo de Emilia. En su escrito Las mujeres y las academias, se dedicó a defender a las mujeres y en una destacada conferencia en el Congreso Portugués Americano hace visible su rechazo al trato de la mujer en su discurso La educación del hombre y de la mujer, sus relaciones y diferencias. Y pues bueno, Emilia Pardo Bazán funda y dirige la Biblioteca de la Mujer, que incluye biografías de mujeres relevantes, un tratado de moral cristiana y hasta libros de cocina, donde surgen dos libros de cocina de ella, que es la cocina española antigua y la cocina española moderna. En 1899, Emilia Pardo Bazán se declara feminista y el 12 de mayo de 1921 pues muere a consecuencia de la complicación de diabetes que tenía. Y pues bueno, esto ha sido todo por hoy aquí en FA Radio. Muchas gracias por habernos atendido. Hoy tuvimos una extensión de media hora y estamos a punto de despedirnos. Y deseo de verdad que todas las mujeres que nos estén escuchando pasen un excelente día, una excelente semana, un excelente año y que recobren sus vidas gratamente con felicidad y en buena compañía. Yo soy Luna Flores, nos despedimos, nos vemos la siguiente semana. Hasta la vista.
Ya conozco ese teatro, mintiendo, qué bien te queda el papel. Después de todo parece que esa es tu forma de ser. Yo que es teatro. Y acuérdate que según tu punto de vista yo soy la mala. ¡Ay! Teatro, lo tuyo es puro teatro, falsedad bien ensayada, estudiado simulado. Me parece que es teatro, perdona que no te crea, lo tuyo es puro.
You are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. My name is Just Jess, and I'd like to welcome you to another wonderful International Women's Day. Today, I am featuring some local artists as well as some traveling artists, but it's going to be an hour full of live music and fun times. Right now, I am going to be introducing the lovely portion of the Women's Portland Lesbian Choir and featuring the singers Sin Bowman, Carrie Zemko, Miranda Bradley, and Genevieve Laveau, directed by Mary McCarty, who will conduct this quartet. And we will intro them with the little first song here. And then I'm going to be joined with Lori Sugarbear, the publicity coordinator, and Sparky Lindsay, who are going to be talking about their upcoming 30th anniversary concert that's going to be at the Revolution Hall in June. So before we go into, you know, more discussions, let's listen to some live performances. Let's see if I can hear the lovely ladies out there in the studio. Hello, ladies. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us on this International Women's Day. And why don't you go ahead and start us off with a song?
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, There's a better home awaiting if we try.
I was singing with my friends,
and we all can sing together,
cause the circle never ends.
Oh, will the circle be unbroken by and by, There's a better home awaiting if we try,
I was born down in the valley
where the sun refused to shine. But I'm climbing up to the highland. Gonna make that mountain mine.
Will the circle be unbroken?
By and by. In the sky.
Beautiful. The Portland Lesbian Choir live here in the studio at KBOO Portland. Thank you, ladies, so much. We will get back to you shortly, but we got to get some info about this anniversary concert that's happening here. I am joined by Sparky Lindsay, the PLC production coordinator. Hello.
Hi there.
How's it going today?
It's going well.
Great. And also Lori Sugarbear, the PLC publicity coordinator. Hello.
Hello there.
Good afternoon to both of you. This is very exciting times that we've got here to discuss the upcoming 30th anniversary concert. Is that right?
That's correct.
Wow. How did the, well, first off, this is amazing to have 30 seasons. Would you call it seasons, not necessarily years? Or?
Well, I would call it 30 seasons, but okay. it adds up to 30 years.
Wow, that is amazing. How did the PLC actually come to develop?
Well, in the fall of 1986, a woman named Catherine Herron put a little sign up in the old Women's Place bookstore located at Southeast 24th and Ankeny Street. And she put up a little sign that said, "Women Sing," and invited women to come to her walk-up apartment in the Sunnyside neighborhood, and some women did. And we got together at her apartment and started singing. We didn't have a director, and we didn't have any accompanists, but we just liked to sing.
Okay.
And we just wanted to meet each other, and after a few weeks of that, we thought, well, we need a name, and we looked around and looked at each other, and we thought, well, we're all lesbians, so
yeah.
And we're all women, and we're all from Portland, so we'll be the Portland Lesbian Choir.
Great. Wonderful. And so have you been since the beginning then, it sounds like?
I have, yes.
Okay.
I have.
Mm-hmm. And how many members are in the choir currently as of 2016?
Well, we just opened for new membership again. We do that twice a year.
Okay.
And we just took on about 15 new members. So I think there's probably about 70 members right now.
Wow, that's amazing.
All ages. It's truly a multi-generational choir.
Okay. And how do women get involved if they want to? You said they're open for new members. How does that process?
That's correct. We're open about 2 or 3 weeks every year, twice a year in the fall.
Okay.
And also in the spring. So when we conclude a concert, which will take place, our next concert, of course, is June 4th at Revolution Hall, our 30th anniversary concert, and we'll be taking new members again next fall for starting the fall term, which begins in September, concludes in February. Then we reopen again in mid-February for a couple of weeks, take in new members, and we go for another. So we have two terms a season.
Okay, and is there a requirement? Do ladies have to have some sort of musical background, or do you provide
absolutely
training?
Absolutely not. The,
okay.
Portland Lesbian Choir is a women's chorus open to all, and there is absolutely no inclusive issue at all. I mean,
that's wonderful.
All are welcome, yes.
That's wonderful. And so with the choir, so currently you have 70 members for
correct.
This?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's great. And are all of them going to be performing at this anniversary concert?
Well, we sure hope so. not only will they all be performing, but we anticipate that we're going to have a number of alumni, because of course, over the past 30 years, you can imagine that hundreds of women in the Portland area have been members of the Portland Lesbian Choir. So so if you're out there, PLC alumni, we encourage you to get involved, to be at the concert, because we're going to have a couple of special numbers that we know that you already know.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to either join us on stage or sing where you're sitting.
Okay.
In this concert. So we intend to include the alumni as well as all the 70 members, many of whom have just joined in the last few years.
Right. Oh, that's wonderful. And so for information about how women can get involved, Lori, do you have all that info?
I do, and thanks for asking. If anybody is interested in becoming a member, either a singing member or a non-singing volunteer, a supporter, a sponsor, an advertiser, any of those, I encourage you right now to go to plcchoir.org. On there are links to all of those things, as well as a subscription to know when we are singing next and when we'll be open for new members.
That's great. And so how did you get involved, Lori, with PLC?
I actually moved here in 2012 and had done a web search on women's choirs, and I found PLC, and I thought, this is a great way to get to know people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work, but it's also there's a lot of social aspect to it, so you get to immediately dive into a community of between 70 and 100 women. And it's a great way to get to know people.
That's
for sure.
That's awesome. That's amazing. And so for both of you, being it as it's International Women's Day, what do you find it most inspiring for you to be a part of something like PLC, but something that would be more of a drive for women to want to get out and like express themselves in ways of art and music? And what kind of drive is in you? Like, what inspired you to want to be a part of this?
Well, I mean, I think what's kept me coming back all these years is certainly the joy and pleasure in singing, and singing in community. I mean, the Portland Lesbian Choir is just so fun and just so enjoyable, and you make lifelong friends. I mean, and people who are joining now are instantly making friends, and it's a wonderful thing to do. But also, the Portland Lesbian Choir has been involved in some pretty important issues in the past. I mean, we took a strong stance against the ballot measures that took place in Oregon to repress the rights of gay people, and we went on tour throughout Oregon to sing about that during the No on 9, the No on 36, the No on 8, the No on 13, the No on 11, and all of those.
I saw a video of them actually performing at the House of Representatives.
That's correct.
And that was fairly recently.
That was fairly recently, and that was a really important moment in all of our lives, especially mine as someone who was born in Oregon, to actually be able to be at at the legislature and singing there. You know, I was so proud and so moved by the whole thing.
Yeah, that's awesome. And for you, Lori, what inspires you?
Well, I love to sing, first and foremost. And I just, when you get into a room of women, whether it be 20, 50, or 70, there's something magical that happens with singing. All of a sudden, all of your hearts are the same. We're beating the same. We breathe the same. We are doing, and it's a very magical thing for it to happen. And it's, you just get charged from it. The shows and the performances are great boost to our own personal, you know, self-interest, but also for the community to show that, you know, we are here. It's important for us to be out there and to show our support for all the groups in the social justice realm.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. And with the PLC performance, is there anything that you want to have folks take away from this like anniversary concert when they go to attend? Not only just to see a live performance, but is there some sort of like, we want to like encourage people to get in more involved, or like, do you have like a hope for people that want to attend?
Well, I think absolutely. I mean, a concert intends to be a retrospective of the organization as well as a launch into the future. Mm-hmm. I mean, 30 years in any workspace oftentimes
is a long time.
It's a long time, and it oftentimes signifies a time of a changeover. And that's what's happened a lot in the Portland Lesbian Choir, too. Over the years, many of the members that started the choir have moved on to other things, and we have a lot of new members, too. So the choir is always evolving. At the same time, we're also heading in July, we'll be attending the once every 4 year concert in Denver of the Gay and Lesbian Choirs of America, the Gala Chorus. So,
okay.
Yeah, so we're going to be there, and we'll be performing there in July, and we're hoping that people will come to our concert in June, not only to see us and to have the anniversary party at Revolution Hall, but also to be able to see what we're going to be singing when we attend mm-hmm. Gala in Denver. The Revolution Hall, I'd like to mention something about that, because it's pretty special for us. Okay. That is the site of the very first Portland Lesbian Choir concert ever, which took place in spring of 1987.
Wow.
And it was a joint concert with PGMC, who were in there at that time. That was their fifth anniversary concert, and they invited us to join them in their concert, and that was a concert called Together, and that was also in Old Washington High School, the auditorium, which is now, of course, Revolution Hall.
Wow. That's amazing. What a great like history behind it too. That's yeah. So great.
The other thing I think we want people to walk away with is that it's 30 years of change, and it's 30 years of struggle. We come from struggle to survive, to joys of freedoms that we have today, to marry, to be who we want to be. And that's important for us all to take a step and just say, wow, we've really come a long way.
Yeah, that's, I love that. And so before we get into more discussion, and I'm going to have you guys talk about the upcoming anniversary concert, more information on how people can get tickets and things like that. Why don't we listen to more of the performance from our quartet here? And let's see, ladies, I know you were holding tight there in the studio. Are you ready to sing us some more lovely songs?
Sure.
Of course.
All right, take it away.
Songs they sing to her fruit, they bring to her gifts unnumbered on every shoot. Corre, evo, corre, evo, corre. fall. The night grows long, the day grows weary, and life new grown begins to call. We are from a birth doomed to lie in earth core. Lead the in her hands, into the earth and into the darkness and into the quiet land. Kore leaves and her mother grieves, and she sends the
wings, I long to fly. Freedom, won't you
to hear my song.
Ladies, that was wonderful. We have part of a quartet from the Portland Lesbian Choir, Sin Bowman, Carrie Zemko, Miranda Bradley, and Genevieve Laveau. Thank you, ladies, so much. It is lovely to hear your voices, and I look forward to listening to you in June at the Revolution Hall. So thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, and I am also still joined here in the studio by Lori and Sparky, and Sparky, you were mentioning to me a fun fact, actually, about the Revolution Hall concert.
Yes.
And that the first showing for PLC was actually done at Revolution Hall.
Yes. Well, as I said earlier in the show, the choir kind of formed in the fall of 1986, but we really were just forming. We didn't really have a director. We did manage to get somebody who knew how to play the piano, and we had a volunteer who said, you know, I can just sort of wave my hand back and forth.
Right,
so
right.
She became the director. But so we were sort of stumbling along, and we actually performed at the International Women's Day celebration at the YWCA downtown, where they used to have a yearly celebration for International Women's Day at
okay.
the Y. But then hadn't really done a concert, and PGMC did this outreach to us and invited us to join them at their concert at the old Washington High Auditorium. And this is back kind of when Washington High was still a high school.
Okay.
And was still functioning before it ended up being shuttered for a couple of decades.
Yeah.
But now, through this incredible, magical restoration that's happened to that building, and Mississippi Studios leasing the auditorium and opening the space as Revolution Hall, well, I approached them and said, gee, you know, we were here 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you think, would you be willing to? And not only did they say yes, they said, not only can we perform there, but they said that we could perform there for free. They
wow.
They gave us the space.
That's amazing.
Yes, it's really wonderful. Revolution Hall has been just fabulous around this. So we're going to be there on June 4th. We're a little early because they're doing a double show that night. So we're coming on at 6.
Okay.
And our show will run from 6 until 8. And then we're going to have a party on the roof there at
nice.
Revolution Hall afterwards.
Nice.
That's Saturday, June 4th. And that's the same night as the Starlight Parade. So you can come see our show
okay.
and still get downtown and see the Starlight Parade that same evening.
That's great. And so with that being the outreach of everything for Revolution Hall, is the PLC involved in any outreach efforts of their own?
Absolutely. We wrote a grant to Equity and to help offset ticket expenses for disadvantaged youth in the neighborhood, especially reaching out to LGBTQ youth. And so we're going to be able to have a couple hundred, really, of complimentary tickets available for this concert. I don't know if you're aware of the Revolution Hall space, but it's rather large.
Right.
And so we're really hoping to be able to do outreach and to be able to encourage people to come to this concert. Of course, we are selling tickets, and Lori's going to talk a little bit about the tickets in just a second, but we also have complimentary tickets available, and we're going to be getting information out to the outlets about how they can contact us and how social service agencies and agencies that work with youth, how those folks can get in touch with us to make sure that they have tickets for this concert.
Wonderful. And assuming more information can be found on the PLC website?
Oh, correct. Definitely.
Okay. And that one, Lori, is what again?
That is plcchoir.org.
Okay.
And a little more about that show on June 4th. The doors are going to open at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
It is going to be a party, so we're going to be in party mood from the get-go at 5:30.
Okay.
We have an award ceremony. We're beginning of being presented to an award from the Gala Chorus community. And we'll also have a video montage of the 30 years, where we've been, where we're at, and hopefully where we're going.
Cool. Very cool. So once again, that is Saturday, June the 4th at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5 at Revolution Hall.
And tickets go on sale April 1st.
April 1st. And that's no joke, right?
That's no joke. You got me on that one, Jesse.
Oh, man. Well, Lori and Sparky, thank you so much for joining me today for this International Women's Day. And thank you once again to the quartet and for director Mary McCarty for coming down and performing a few tracks for us today. And you can hear more. Do you guys have any links online to live audio recordings or anything like that if people want to listen?
PLChoir.org. And there okay. is. We do have our gallery up there, and there's some videos as well.
Okay.
And you can find us on, I think there's some videos of us out there on YouTube if you're looking. I think you might be able to spot us in different spots, especially that one at the State House is there on YouTube.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's probably where I found it. It was just so amazing to see like a government, you know, building actually having opening ceremonies. That was kind
it
of
was.
It was amazing.
It was the opening ceremony for the legislature.
Yeah, it was mind-boggling to be like, here you are, like, we'll introduce, you know, this new session with live music in a way. And I thought that was just so great. I'm like, this is amazing. And then seeing all the women just filing through, I'm like, how many of them are there in this choir? It was just great.
Well, we're going back. You know, that was the House of Representatives. We intend to go back to sing to the Senate.
Oh, awesome. Maybe, is it a 2016 goal?
Sure.
Great. Well, any last words you ladies like to say? Anything for International Women's
come
Day?
Come see us sing.
Okay.
And you know.
And come join us. Because I wanted to, some of the artists that will be singing at the June 4th concert. This isn't all retrospective. We're going to be singing a Katy Perry song, Annie Lennox, Esau Barnwell. We have One Republic. And recently we've been singing Lady Gaga, Beyonce, Journey. I mean, we're
we're progressive.
We're multi-generational, non-audition,
right.
Women's chorus open to all. And
is
we
there
encourage
gonna be
you
costume
to get involved.
Changes then? Well, you know, we got Lady Gaga and Katy Perry. Is there going to be
we have a pretty fantastic wardrobe committee, so look out.
Awesome. Well, thank you, ladies, once again. That from the Portland Lesbian Choir. More information, plchoir.org.
Thanks so much, Jesse.
And now I'm going to do a little switch over from actually live music into some recorded music here. Got a track actually from one of our engineers, Shirley Certain, is mixing over there in the next studio, and so I appreciate her help and assistance today. And I'm going to be playing one of her favorite songs right now by an artist named Marianne Faithful. This track is called The Ballad of Lucy Jordan, and we'll be back in a few moments to continue on with this live music segment of International Women's Day. And stay tuned. You're listening to KBOO Portland.
The morning sun touched lightly on the eyes of Lucy Jordan in a white suburban bedroom, in a white suburban town. As she lay there, neath the covers, dreaming of a thousand lovers, till the world turned to orange, and the room went spinning round. At the age of 37, she realized she'd never ride through Paris in a sports car with the warm wind in her hair. So she let the phone keep ringing, and she sat there softly singing little nursery rhymes she'd memorized. Her daddy's easy chair. He was off to work, and the kids were off to school, and there were oh so many ways for her to spend a day. She could clean the house for hours, or rearrange the flowers, or run naked through the shady street, screaming out. Warm wind in her head.
touch gently on the eyes of Lucy Jordan on the rooftop where she climbed when all the laughter grew too loud. And she bowed and cursed to the man who reached and offered her his hand, and he led her down to the long white car that waited past the
to her. So yeah, try. the strangeness you feel. And no, you'll never be the same.
Jane Siberry with her song Love is Everything. She will be performing tonight at the Alberta Rose Theater. More information about that concert, janesiberry.com, and Siberry is spelled S-I-B-E-R-R-Y. And before that, we played one of Kate's favorite songs.
Marianne Faithful,
The Ballad of Lucy Jordan. I really like that song. It's been a long time since I've listened to it.
You know, it's just a song that sometimes I can't get it out of my head. And on International Women's Day, it just came to me. That, and I'm sure we can't find the other one, so I wanted to say it. But I'll tell you a little story.
This is our second year doing IWD together.
That's right.
And it's been quite fun. It's a little different because we're earlier in the afternoon today.
Yeah, and we have to do a little radio magic.
Yeah, but we always do.
Which I love. I love radio magic. Anyway, so this morning I went to the swimming pool, which I do most mornings, and I walked into the locker room and I said, "Happy International Women's Day, everyone," because you may or may not know that most people in the United States don't even know about International Women's Day.
Yeah, that's true.
And this one young woman across the room goes, "Oh, is it International Women's Day? That's good." And I said, "Yeah, every March 8th,
right.
You can remember that, it's right. International Women's Day." So this other lady speaks up, older Chinese lady, maybe.
Okay.
And she says, "Yes, and in China, all the women have a half a day off from work on International Women's Day."
Really?
Yes. And then she started to laugh, and she says, "And all the men do all the work." And I was like, and at KBOO, the women take over the radio station, and the men get locked out. And I got to thinking about that, and it's like, wait a minute. Maybe next year we should have the men do International Women's Day. And we all take a day off.
Oh, yeah. That'd give us a holiday.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyway, it was my little story for the day.
We do have what we call the International Women's Day Auxiliary.
That's right. And they are here.
So we do appreciate them. But it has been quite a day. I know a lot of the programming I was listening to earlier today was very fascinating. I just loved how diverse that we are for the female-identified volunteers here.
Me too, and we still have a half a day to go, more than that.
So keep tuned in to KBOO Portland here, and you'll listen to a lot more great programming.
So do our listeners know that our next guest is maybe not going to make it?
We don't. Unfortunately, I know those of you that were waiting to hear from the Wainwright sisters, Martha and Lucy, we're in transit, flying in to Portland here today, and just got news that Martha's son is ill, and so they have to cancel today's performance. But that does not mean we still can't talk with her and get some info about her show tonight at the Aladdin Theater. But before we do that, we're trying to get her on the phone. We're going to play one of her songs from her album but back in the day.
Maybe even before that, we might suggest that it's not just Martha we were waiting for, but her sister Lucy.
Correct.
And one of the cool things about having them here on International Women's Day, in my opinion, is that they are both the daughters of Loudon Wainwright, but their mothers are both were singers with sister groups.
You're right.
And so here's this other sister group, and I love sister groups, and if we'd had our act together better, we would have a whole pile of sister group CDs, but we did get some out because
that's just what we do.
Martha's mom was part of the McGarrigle sisters, so we have a bunch of McGarrigle sisters out, and Lucy's mom was part of the Roaches, and so we did get out some of the Roaches and the McGarrigle CDs.
Yeah, we'll do a little session here of a couple tracks while we get Martha on the line to talk about the upcoming show tonight. I'm assuming that the tickets might not be available, but you never know.
I'm going to look it up while you're playing the next song.
Okay, great. So I'm going to play Radio Star from Martha's album Come Home to Mama.
That sounds great.
And we'll get back to you on this International Women's Day. I'm just Jess, joined here by Shirley Certain.
I am Shirley Certain.
And we'll be back in a moment.
I'm at the controls in the big old chair. Nothing has changed except the atmosphere. High on the hill, people stand still, watching and pointing and screaming.
Turn on the radio,
we're approaching you fast. We're coming at last. On the radio star, we have traveled. There's no time to love another. Learn how to dance, kill the romance. 2, 3, 4, 1.
summer I might have drowned. But I held my breath and I kicked my feet and I moved my arms around. Moved my arms around. This summer I swam in the ocean and swam in a swimming pool. Salt my wounds, chlorine my eyes. I'm a self-destructive fool. Self-destructive fool. Butterfly in the old Australian crawl, the old Australian crawl. This summer I swam in a public place in a reservoir to boot. At the latter I was informal, at the former I wore my suit. I wore my swimming suit, summer I did swan dives and jackknives for you all. And once when you weren't looking, I did a cannonball. Did a cannonball. This summer I went swimming. This summer I might have drowned. But I held my breath and I kicked my feet and I moved my arms around. Moved my
That was the McGarrigle Sisters with the song Swimming Song.
Ooh, I love that song. It made me want to go swimming.
Yeah, from their album Tell My Sister. Before that, we heard the Roach Sisters with their tune I Love My Mom from their album Speak. And you were mentioning, Kate, that Martha and Lucy are daughters of these sister duos. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah.
And I was thinking that And I could have maybe done more research and found, and if they were here, they could answer the question for us. I think that the generation before might have been musicians also, but I'm not positive about that.
Oh, okay. There's a lot of musicians in their family.
Yes, it kind of is in the blood. It's like, I guess if you aren't a musician, then, you know, you're in trouble.
Right, yeah. Yeah, well, if you're just tuning in, I'm just Jess, joined here by Shirley Certain. Shirley Certain, and we had some live music scheduled for the second half hour of this hour-long program. Martha and Lucy Wainwright were going to be coming in, but unfortunately, due to plane travel, little ones get ill, and so Martha's son is ill, and so it's
sometimes plans change.
Sometimes plans change, and you have to have a stack of CDs
to
go with.
So, you know, we have a whole library full of CDs.
We do.
And sometimes there's so many CDs in there, it's hard to choose, and the ones that you really want, you can't find,
right.
And then you just go and say, well, I know I love this song, so let's play this.
Yeah, and so we always have our plans B, C, D, E, and you know,
now,
through Z.
I'm looking forward to hearing Martha and Lucy's new CD. They have this new release of Lullabies.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard it. Have you?
I have not, but it sounds like it's going
to
be.
And it seems there's one tune on there that I used to love to sing to my kids. I think it's on there, but I'm not positive yet. But it's that rocking baby song. I can't remember the name of it. Rosalie Sorrell's.
Oh, okay.
It's fabulous.
Wow, that's awesome.
You will rock your baby right out of a chair. Well, watch out.
Don't catch the baby. Well, the ladies are going to be performing tonight at the Aladdin Theater. And I know, Kate, you were trying to get more information if they had tickets.
I called the Aladdin and no one answered.
Oh.
But I went online and it appears that you can still buy tickets. And so I'm gonna guess if you really want to go see the Wainwright Sisters tonight, you can probably go down and buy tickets at the box office at the show. But don't take my word for it as the true thing.
Yeah.
It's just
check out for yourself.
Looks that way.
Yeah. And we wanted to get Martha on the phone, but it didn't happen. But I think that's okay. She's probably more concerned about taking care of her kid than calling into a station. But We hope her all the best and that the show tonight will be a great one for those of you that get to check it out tonight. But before we sign off, Kate, I wanted to play one of Lucy's tracks.
I don't think you have time. We have 30 seconds before 4 o'clock.
Well, then we should stop talking then.
Okay, so why don't you just start it and they can cut us off?
Then we can, yeah, we'll have...
Let Amy Goodman take over.
Thank you for listening. This is KBOO Portland, 90.7, and happy International Women's Day.
Yahoo!
Do you even recall? I'm sure it started real small. Now the biggest of secrets is there isn't a secret at all the plans you made.
Cable Community Radio and Friends of Clark County are proud to co-sponsor an evening of fun and food Saturday, March 19th at 6 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Vancouver, Washington. The evening will feature live music by Dan Weber, a dinner provided by Chef Sebastian Carosi, speakers talking about Clark County's smart growth plans, and local farmers on the current challenges and rewards of farming in Clark County. Again, that's an evening of fun and food